This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Friday, April 5th, and our post today is Burn the Ships, April edition. First Friday of the month, you know what time it is. It's time to burn the ships, as it is always. All right, this is a workout that is going to make you stronger in every way so you can do epic stuff outdoors right now this spring, into the summer, into the fall, into the winter. It's a good one. Quick housekeeping before we dive in. Shout out to our sponsors who make the best products in their categories. Momentous Nutrition, the company that made me feel good about supplements again. The U.S. military and pro sports teams trust it, which means you can too. GoRuck, maker of the world's best rucking gear, not stuff. And then finally, Maui Nui Venison, provider of the world's healthiest meat. Discount code Easter for all of those brands. Okay, let's roll into the post. It's the first Friday of the month, which means it is time to burn the ships. Last month, our workout was called Hit by a 4x4. It hit hard, really hard. But don't take my word for it. The proof of how tough that workout was is in that post comment section. Exhibit A, and in the post at TWOPCT, I have a screenshot from a guy named Daniel Kiley, and he simply wrote, week 3 update, hashtag Michael Easter. Daniel Kiley, if you're hearing this, send me an email. I'll send you a 2% dad hat because your comment made my day, made me real proud of myself. Also, sorry, I'm not sorry. So this month, what we're going to do, because last month was so hard, so intense, hit by a 4x4, it did feel like getting hit by a 4x4. We're going to dial back the intensity a little bit, and we're going to play the long game here. So Monday's post, it covered how I am training for a 50-mile ruck in Normandy in June. In that post, I gave you all a vague description of the strength workouts that I'm doing to prepare. Now, many of you wanted to know a few more details about those workouts. So that is what this month's Burn the Ships is all about. This month, we're doing a workout that'll make you stronger in every single way so you can do epic stuff outdoors right now, into the summer, fall, all that. It'll help you climb mountains. It'll help you hike, run, or ruck stronger down any trail. It'll help you chase down kids and grandkids. It might make you the Babe Ruth of your rec softball league or the Roger Federer of your pickleball league. Mostly, it's going to help you have more fun and not die. It's our goal always in any active endeavor. If you are a regular participant in Burn the Ships and know why we do this workout, feel free to fast forward to where we start talking about the workout to get the details. If you're new or you want a refresher, I'm going to tell you the origins of Burn the Ships so you understand why we do this and what the case is for doing one tough workout a week. It's a strong case. And here it is. Okay. This is the case for one tough weekly workout. I started doing one tough workout every Friday after my time reporting inside Jim Jones. That was roughly 12 years ago. And I've maintained that practice ever since. There is legit magic in pushing it once a week. Specifically, the practice makes me a little less insane. So scientists at King's College in London, they analyzed 53 studies on how intense exercise impacts mental health. And they found that intense exercise led to, and I'm quoting here, improvements in mental well-being, depression severity, and perceived stress compared to non-active controls, and small improvements in mental well-being compared to active controls. In other words, intense exercise has a mental edge compared not only to not exercising, which isn't surprising at all, but also to regular paced exercise. So harder seems to be a little better for mental health. Now, intense exercise also obviously comes with physical upsides. It has a slight edge over less intense exercise for increasing VO2 max, which is associated with all sorts of good physical outcomes. So a general rule of thumb, the higher your VO2 max, the farther you are from death and disease. So TLDR, all exercise helps, but it makes sense to go hard sometimes. And then the question is obviously, well, what is sometimes? So the smartest trainers who I regularly speak with suggest that one tough workout a week is the sweet spot for health and performance. More on that, and people tend to get burned out and beat down. You do less than that though, and you miss out on a lot of those health and performance upsides. So enter, with that in mind, enter Burn the Ships. This is how Burn the Ships works. On the first Friday of every month, we publish a new workout for members of 2% only. If you want to be a member, you can go to twopct.com. And then together, we do the workout every Friday of the month. Now, if you can't train on Friday, that's fine. Just try and get the workout in sometime each week. The workouts are designed to be safe and effective. They improve your strength, your cardio, your movement quality, and in turn, your life. And we also provide scaled versions and exercise swaps so anyone and everyone can do them. In other words, we're pushing edges and improving safely. It's easy to be hard, but it's hard to be smart. This month's workout is Operation Tiger. Okay, so why the name? Why are we calling it Operation Tiger? So on Monday's post, again, told you how I'm training for a 50-mile ruck commemorating the 80th anniversary of Operation Overlord, which is the Allied invasion of Normandy that helped the Allies win the war. So the D-Day invasion itself, it took a lot of training, tons and tons of training. Operation Tiger was one of a series of large-scale training rehearsals that Allied troops conducted to prepare for the D-Day invasion. And so this workout, it's training me for my own assault on Normandy, and it'll train you for any trail, challenge, mountain, etc. that comes your way. Hence, we're calling it Operation Tiger. It's a good name. So let's cover where you can do this workout. Okay, I have added swaps for each exercise in this workout so you can do it. The primary exercises in this workout, they include equipment that is usually found in gyms. Or I've also included variations so you can do it at home. So every exercise, if it's an exercise that feels like it needs some specialized equipment, I've given you a swap out so you can use stuff at home. The equipment you're going to need. If you do this in the gym, you're going to need a trap bar. Again, no worries if you don't have that. We have swaps. You're going to need a barbell and weight plates. Every gym has that. You're going to need a pull-up bar. Every gym has that. And you're going to need a kettlebell and dumbbell. If you want to do it at home, you can use a sandbag, you can use a kettlebell, you can use dumbbells, anything else that weighs something to do the at-home exercise swaps. Also good if you have a pull-up bar at home. Those are cheap, good investment. Time commitment, it's going to take you about 60 minutes. Now, what I am listening to as I do this workout. Now, usually in this section, I tell you an album I'm listening to or an artist or a live concert or something. But this is more of a traditional sets, reps, rest workout than it is a burner workout like most Burn the Ships workouts are. So when I do more traditional workouts, I tend to actually listen to podcasts. So in this case, with this workout, I'm going to be listening to a podcast called Warriors in Their Own Words. And it's a cool podcast. It features vets telling their war story. And I have linked out to an episode that talks to some guys who were the first to hit the beaches on D-Day. So they're obviously older gentlemen now, and they recount the story, and it is wild to hear. Okay, how to do Operation Tiger. Let's get into the instructions. It's divided into four sections. The warm-up, which will get you ready for the workout. The bulletproofing, which is a series of exercises that will protect your joints. The strength work, which will strengthen critical areas. And then the reset, which will help your body be ready to exercise again soon. Now, note one, every single exercise is linked to in the post at twopct.com. Note two, if an exercise has a letter after its number, it's part of a superset. If you want to know how to do a superset, I've included instructions in the post at twopct.com. So let's get into specifics. The warm-up, I suggest you do the 2% warm-up, which I have linked out to in the post. The bulletproofing exercises you're going to go through. And by the way, I'm not going to read out all the sets and reps and details of every single exercise because it's just going to go one ear and out the other. If you want the full workout, go to twopct.com. I have deets, reps, swap outs, etc. So I'm going to kind of lightly go over it right now. So after the warm-up, you move into a bulletproofing section. Now these exercises prepare your body for all sorts of adventures and they reduce your risk of injury. So the first exercise you'll do is called the... If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to twopct.com. Once you become a member, You'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.